Well, today we read this story in Bible school this week, not so much, and certainly not about the woman and her bleeding, but about the woman's boldness in coming to Jesus. And you think about it, you know, in those days, someone who was bleeding in any way could not be touched. They were separate. They were isolated from everyone else. And she'd been bleeding 12 years, so she wasn't only interested in a physical kind of healing, but she wanted to be part of the community again, part of a family, part of humanity again, which is what she was seeking when she quietly and secretly and desperately came up behind Jesus and grabbed the fringe of his garment. She wanted to be healed, surely, but she wanted to be connected again, wanted to be human again. And so she grabs the hem of his garment and she's healed. And we hear the phrase, interesting, the power went out of Jesus. The power went out of him. As though this power were from beyond this woman. It was something she did not have. She needed to touch Jesus to gain it. And yet, at the same time, at the end, did you notice what Jesus said to her? Go in peace because your faith has made you well. As though that power were within her. Power beyond and power within. I was reading a book about basketball, one of my passions, and reading about the Kansas Jayhawks and when they won, you know, the NCAA championships, not this year, but actually 20 years ago, there was a book that talked about how their coach, Larry Brown, all through the season was calling on one of their very best player, Danny Manning, who was a great player, incredible basketball skills, but he was not the take charge, holler kind of a guy. He was a quieter type. And the coach was on him constantly, not to become a better player, but to step up, to be the leader, to be the go-to guy, the one they would, when they needed a basket, the one they would get him the ball and he would make things happen. And through the whole season, at times Danny Manning would do that and at times he wouldn't. And the coach was constantly on him to become the leader of this team. And in the craziness of the NCAA tournament, that's what Danny Manning did. He became the go-to guy. He became the leader of his team, and he led them to the championship, defeating an undefeated team in the final game. He did it. He became the person the coach had been calling him to become. And I thought about reading that a few years ago when I talked to a husband and a father whose family was in a crisis from without, not of their own making, but a crisis that nonetheless threatened the survival of their family. And this was not perhaps the most expressive person, not the most passionate. He was not a John Wayne macho kind of a guy. But he decided that this was a time where he needed to rise up and really become, for his family, a strong, brave man. The best of what, you know, we traditionally say that men are good at, you know, not so good at the feeling part, but we can be the strong, silent type, the bold type. Well, he decided that that was what his family needed right then. And he took his own fears and doubts and concerns about what the future would hold, and he managed them on the side. But for his family, he just breathed strength and confidence that they would find a way to make it through this crisis, even though he really did not know how. And they did. They did get through it. They did get through it. And largely because he was able to be that strong presence, that confident presence, he got them through. I've thought about that story in the times when our family's faced crises, that there are times where that kind of strength is called for, and maybe you don't know that it's there until the situation demands it, until a crisis calls it forth from you. So often, those virtues, those qualities, those gifts that we need, we don't know we have them until they're needed, until the situation calls them forth. And then we find out the person that God has made us to be, the gifts that God has given us. Just as Jesus said to the woman, your faith has made you well. Your faith has opened up that channel by which you have been healed. So there is that power within us that comes forth when it's needed most. But is there something beyond us? Is there also a power beyond ourselves? There is. There is a power within, and there is a power beyond. One of the great testimonies to that actually came from a TV show. Not all of you, but most of you will remember MASH, you know, the story about the army surgeons in Korea during the war who fixed terribly damaged bodies. And then to get through the experience, the only way they could was by being ridiculously funny, crazy, nuts. It was the only way they could deal with the horrors of war that they found themselves in. And that TV show started as a comedy, very much a comedy, but as time went on, as the seasons wore on, more and more it became a truth-telling in the midst of the humor about the human condition and about what's worst about us, but also what is best about us, what's called forth from us. And Father Mulcahy, you may remember, this was before I ever became a preacher, 20 years ago probably that I saw this, but Father Mulcahy, he was the bumbling priest, right? He was really inept, not very sure of himself, never quite sure what to say. But likewise, as the seasons wore on, he sort of grew into his role and became still never, not always saying the right thing, but a very genuine and strong faith without all the answers, but often the voice of grace and the voice of God's presence. But in one episode, he was really doubting himself. And he came to Hawkeye, the irreverent surgeon. And he said, "Hawkeye, I stand there in the operating room and I watch. And you're elbows deep in these young men. And you're doing something. You don't save everyone, but you save some. And I wish so much that I could do something. I stand in the corner and I say a prayer. I pray for you. I pray for these boys. But you're doing something. I wish I could do something. I wish I could make a difference." And Hawkeye, the irreverent, always goofing around one, became very serious. And he said, "Father, I don't know what to tell you. But I do know this, that when I'm in the operating room, the power that brings some of these boys back, it's not found in my hands. That power comes from somewhere else." There is a power within us that emerges when the situation calls it forth, but there is also a power beyond us when we are at the end of our rope, when we don't know where to turn. There's a power beyond us that comes to us, that lifts us up and works a healing sometimes of the body, but a healing always of the spirit. And I think if you trace both of those powers back, the power beyond us and the power within us, in the end, it's the same power. It's the same power, the power that gave us life in the beginning, the power that always calls us to live a life that is whole and abundant. It's the same power. And it's the power that woman accessed both ways, within herself and finding somewhere within herself the strength to follow Jesus and to reach out and take what she needed. And yet that power too that came to her from beyond herself, a power that made her whole. And it's that same power within us and beyond us that makes us whole too. Thanks be to God for that power. Pray with me. Gracious God, there are those among us right now who are seeking that power. And Lord, we know that you will grant it to them, whether it be from within or from beyond. Grant them your grace and your strength and your courage for the living of this hour, for this moment. In Christ's name and for Christ's sake, for the world's sake, for all of our sakes, we ask it. Amen.